Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Truth Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Chris Kobach graduated first in his class from Harvard, then Yale Law. He spent 15 years as a law school professor and 2 years as counsel to U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, where he argued some of the highest profile cases in the nation. Now he's running to be our next attorney general for Kansas. His opponent, meanwhile, can't decide which laws in Kansas he wants to enforce. Chris, it's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend. It's been a while. The last time we were together, we spent way too much time on a bus.
That's right. Great to be with you, John.
You know, Chris, I know we've talked quite a bit. And I was able, like I said, we spent quite a bit of time out in western Kansas here a week or so ago. You know, it's interesting. I heard the stump speech. I was talking with Derek earlier, and I told him I could probably give his stump speech. But you've announced three basic initiatives that you want to tackle if elected Kansas Attorney General. You want to urge the legislature to enhance sentencing for selling drugs that result in the death of a user. You will coordinate across state lines with federal law enforcement to reduce the supply of fentanyl. And you will decrease organized retail crime. And it's just, it's so interesting when I hear your platform and contrast that with your opponent, because, I mean, he the only thing he really came out with was, there are some laws I'm not going to enforce, and I want to go after corrupt officials. It was just, wow, those are the things that you think are important?
Yeah, it's this whole campaign, John, has been something out of the Twilight Zone. I mean, so coming out of the primary election, all we knew about our Democrat opponent was that he is a donor to Joe Biden, and he's never argued a case in federal court. So not a good start. He doesn't have the experience to do the job. But he was keeping his positions really kind of quiet, like he didn't want us to know what his positions are. So it took three debates to pry these positions out of him. The classic Democrat strategy, you know, be a hardcore progressive, but don't let the voters know your views. Anyway, one thing after another, we learned that, as you mentioned, he's not going to defend all Kansas laws. And in the last debate, he says he's going to do a threshold question, decide whether he thinks the law is constitutional or in his opinion. And if it doesn't meet his approval, then he won't defend it. I mean, that's not the job of the attorney general. The attorney general doesn't get to sit as a judge over every Kansas law. He must defend every Kansas law in court, because that was the will of the people's elected representatives to pass that law. But then we learned he's not going to defend Kansas if the Biden administration tries to force trans athletes into girls' sports in schools. Nope, not going to defend it. He says he'll just let the schools deal with it whatever way they want to. But no, not going to stop it at the source of the Biden administration. He's against the death penalty. He apparently is against red flag laws. He says he wants to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Never mind that you can't know that ahead of time, usually, with these red flag laws.
Right.
So on issue after issue after issue, he takes the most kind of radical left wing position. But we had to pry it out of him using debates to get, and the press, you know, really only got one of those issues out of him on their own. Again, you know, the mainstream media being kind of lazy and not pushing Democrat candidates to answer questions.
I was shocked. You know, I watched that AG debate on Channel 12, and I was actually shocked when he was asked about that issue with trans athletes. And, you know, whatever. People like to make this about transphobia and that kind of stuff. It has nothing to do with that. It's strictly an issue of fairness and whether or not it's right for biological males to compete and whether or not they have a competitive advantage. But for him to say that he's not willing to enforce state law, it haunts back to Barack Obama, you know, where he did with the border and some of the other stuff that he did, where he just decided we're not going to enforce certain laws or I'm just going to allow I'm going to ignore the laws that I don't like. I'm sorry. Chris Mann doesn't get to choose what laws to enforce because he doesn't like them.
Right. And he doesn't get to, you know, he's basically saying on the trans issue, if the federal government unconstitutionally tries to force Kansas to adopt a policy allowing trans males into girls' sports, he's not going to stand up to it. So he'll pick and choose which Kansas laws to enforce, and he won't defend us when the Biden administration oversteps the constitutional lines, which it's done multiple times already. You're not taking my word for it. That's the Supreme Court speaking. They're going to continue doing this. So it's just unbelievable. At the beginning of this campaign, we knew he never argued a case in federal court. And now we know that if he ever did get a chance to, he would be taking a radical left position on all of these issues.
The one thing I'm kind of heartened to see is the way, unlike some previous campaigns, I'm heartened to see the way the Republican Party has unified behind our ticket this year. I noticed you've got 35 Kansas sheriffs that have endorsed you. The party seems to have, we're all in on the entire slate this year. That must be nice for you to be in a position where the team is behind you.
Absolutely. It is. And there's also a sense that the voters are behind the team. Yesterday I was in Wichita in the evening and I was in Ark City in the morning. And at the Ark City Parade, I tell you, John, I have never, well, in this election cycle, I have never seen a parade-going audience so fired up. I mean, just people randomly shouting, "Let's go, Brandon!" from the side, just standing up and cheering, just visibly excited to see the Republican team on the field. It's like they're just itching to vote. So I can definitely feel the wave coming, and it's great to have a united team to surf it.
I know you've been out and about, much like we talked to the Attorney General Schmidt in the previous hour. I know you've been out and about. You were down here when the Vice President came to town. What are you hearing from folks when you're talking to them? I mean, do you feel like, because I know the advanced voting, you were Secretary of State, the advanced voting numbers aren't very good right now, but that favors us to an extent because a lot of advanced voting is Democrats. What are you hearing?
Well, I'll tell you that more than the number of advance votes is the distribution. So as you alluded, typically in a typical election year, a disproportionate number of Democrats cast advance votes more so than Republicans do. We Republicans tend to favor voting on Election Day. What we're seeing right now is in advance voting, Republican and Democrat numbers are about equal, which probably means that a whole bunch of Republicans are, really fired up. And if we are equaling them in the advance voting, I'm certain we will also have a much larger number voting on the day. So it suggests a wave, the numbers that we're seeing right now.
Well, I hope that turns out to be the case, Chris. We're supporting you. I'm glad to hear, I'm heartened to hear that the party is back behind you, and I'm hoping that we do have that red wave that you're talking about. If folks are interested, if they want more information, if they want to donate, if they need a yard sign or whatnot, they can get more information at chriskobach.com. Correct?
Yes, that's right. And if they want to get a yard sign, time is short. They can drop by the Sedgwick County election, Sedgwick County GOP office. And get a yard sign.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you on election night. We're doing a live election night coverage. I'm sure I'll be on the phone with you then. We'll be able to get your first reactions to your win. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
I appreciate you, Chris. We'll talk to you then. Best of luck. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
We'll take a quick break, and then, time permitting, we'll take a few calls. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.